3, 2, 1. That's right. You're listening to the It's My Time podcast, a recording of the experiences, past and present, of everyday people.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
and now, here's your host.
You know who it is.
The one, the only.
Let's go.
Asher Chua.
We're out here at the Boys and Girls Club meeting you for the first time. Who do you say you are?
I am Ashley Angelina. I am the host and founder of Black Bold and Beautiful podcast, also the owner of Ashley Angelina Photography and Melanated Mental, which is a support group for those of color who may be struggling mentally. We have groups, we have different events that we do. So that's something that is launching. So yeah, that's who I am.
Awesome. And how did you get here today?
So today I'm here because, well, Greg is my cousin, and I'm here also to do interviews on my podcast, but also take pictures to give back to the community. I love outreach. I love doing whatever I can to help in the community, and this was just the perfect opportunity to do so.
Like it. And what do you do? What do you do in your spare time? I know you mentioned you do podcasting. What actually led you to start a podcast?
So for me, podcasting actually was the same thing photography was for me, which was a mental escape. So I struggled with mental health. I still have good days, bad days, but I was really in a dark place then. And podcasting and photography was just an outlet for me. So I started doing that, and I like to talk in most cases. So I'm like, why not find people who may like to share stories or, you know, give advice, or like business owners and those who may be innovators, people of color, because I think we need that in the Black community, right? I think we need a more positive light shed on the Black community because of all of the so much negativity that comes with that's tagged to us, right? So that was my point in doing the podcast, was to just give a different direction on how we are viewed as a people.
Gotcha. The reason I'm having you shift around is because I'm hearing wind coming in. So
okay.
I'm trying to figure out which way it's blowing.
Okay.
And
okay.
Blocking it out. I'm not trying to get us to do ring around the rosy.
No, you're fine. I promise. You're fine.
Gotcha. So in going through like finding photography, finding podcasting as something that's helped you through taking care of your mental.
Right.
How has that encouraged you to shine a light on it and like let other people not feel bad about it or feel a certain way? It's like, oh, that's not normal, or oh, you'll get over it. Just pray it off, like run it off, do whatever. Just ignore it. Put it in the back burner.
Right. So for me, mental health is one of those things that's, I would say, my baby, because I think there's such a huge stigma when it comes to mental health in the Black community. I think it's almost shunned upon as if it does not exist, but it does. Right. So I use my platforms and the best way that I can to help people that look like me, right? Because I know best what goes on in the Black community because I'm a Black woman, right? And I know that sometimes, like you said, it's just kind of pushed under the rug, like, oh, you're going to be okay, pray. I'm not saying prayer doesn't help, because God knows, I know God probably sick of me because I pray a lot. But on top of prayer, you need therapy, right? And it's okay to not be okay, because we were all sent here to this earth with no choice to know how to live life, right? And so we don't have any control on how life comes, whether it's a fastball, curveball, slow ball, we don't know, right? And everybody doesn't know how to shift. Everybody does not know how to help themselves through things. So that's why it is so near and dear to me to help those that I can. I have recently had an episode on my podcast where I just shared my story of mental health. I've had suicide attempts. I have been Baker-acted. Not to say I'm crazy, but I just had a very low moment, right? These are things I've learned from, and I just try to build on those things. So people who may be there or on their way there, if I can help, I will. So that means if I have to tell my story 1,000 times over, I'll do just that to save somebody.
Gotcha. And what led you to actually get therapy as a help? Because you're at this point, are you already doing podcasting? Are you already doing photography? And then you're like, the therapy thing may not be a bad idea. Like, how'd you make that decision?
So initially it was not my decision, right? Initially, in the act of being Baker Act, one of the stipulations of me getting out was to find a therapist, right? So I found this therapist that worked best for me. She was a Black lady because I felt like she was more relatable to me. And this is just sidebar. I don't want nobody to think that I'm racist because I'm not. I'm just very pro-Black, so I'm just going to throw that out there. but I'm just very much for my people. But so with that, I had to find a therapist in order to get out, right? And in doing that, that was my first time ever going to a therapist. And at first I was like, oh, it's not really what I want to do, but it's what I have to do, so I'm going to do it. But in doing that, I gained a love for it because I realized, oh, I'm actually getting better. All right. So I'm able to pinpoint my triggers. I know when I'm mudsliding. I know how to stop when I'm having an anxiety attack or feeling a certain way, to stop and try to pinpoint what caused that and try to avoid those things. Right. So this time I did have my podcast. At that time, my podcast was not about mental health. It was just about Black excellence, right? But with Black excellence comes, we also have to shed light on mental health, because when you are at your highest peak, I think when you're at your highest peak is when the enemy is at work the most, right? And that's when you really have to be very mentally strong because of all the places you're going, the different people you're dealing with, the different turmoils you may find yourself in. So I think that, you know, therapy is just something you need, and it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. And don't say that it's expensive, because there are sources for you to get free counseling.
Right. Could you name a few?
So if you go, if you have recently, or not even recently, but if you have lost someone, like your mom, your dad, sister, cousin, whatever. What is it? Hospice, right? Here. I know for sure here because I put my daughter in it when I lost my mom. Hospice gives free counseling to adults and kids, right? And it's not like counselors sit on the couch crying with some tissue. It's not that. What it is a group of people going through similar things like yourself. And they are similar things to like yourself. And you get together, you do these different activities. So for the kids, they play games. They talked about their feelings. They did different activities where they draw their feelings to see them. They had a memorial plate. We did like Christmas activities with the kids. So things like that. You have that. If you have insurance through your job, or if you have, you know, insurance through however you have insurance, if you go there, they have different programs that will pay for a certain amount of sessions for you, right? But these are things you don't know because they're not going to advertise free stuff, right? You have to advocate for yourself, though.
Right.
But there are definitely free sources out there.
That's a lot. And yeah. I think, thank you for sharing that, because I guess the main thing that I've seen over and over is BetterHelp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't tried that or haven't had to use that before, but I know, like, the employee concerns program is something I hadn't considered before when I first sought therapy. It was maybe 5 years ago or maybe more. And it's just something that we'll let them figure that out. But it's something that initially going into therapy thinking, okay, I'm going to be talking to a stranger face-to-face, or eventually, like I do now, talking to someone virtually, but actually getting to know the person, being comfortable and knowing that, okay, this here doesn't go anywhere and I don't have to feel bad about feeling bad. Like that's something that kind of stood out for me.
Yeah. So as I stated, I have, I'm launching something called Melanated Mental, and that is one of the things we do is provide resources to different therapists. My goal is to find therapists that may not be so expensive or may have little to no cost, right? In that directory would be therapists of color. just because I feel like they're more relatable to the things that you and I both deal with, that others may not understand. You know, to them it may be something like minor, but to us it's major. So that is a part of what Melanated Mental will be about.
Gotcha. And Melanated Mental will be a 501c3, or like what type of organization will it be? Like an LLC, a business operation, or?
So right now we are in the works of making that possibly a nonprofit because of the things we're trying to do with it. we are not only doing, you know, the mental health part, but also we want to go out and give things such as self-care packages to homeless, something like this, back to school events, Christmas events, Thanksgiving events, just Mother's Day, maybe find a couple of mothers, give them, you know, spa days, things of that nature. So, you know, I'm really excited about it. It's also a blog. We'll also have merch that will go towards, you know, those things that we want to give away.
Are you having anyone helping you on this, or how are you organizing it?
So ultimately, I am the founder of it. However, I do have people helping me in the background. I have a couple of my friends that we gather and we collaborate and make these things happen. So we have on the 20th of this month, we have a prayer brunch, right? And that is a prayer brunch, but also the launch of Melody Mental, right? This is when we're going to let them know that this is what's happening. These are the resources. So I'm really excited about that. And yeah, so I have a team that works very close to me. And I'm just really excited about it.
Awesome. And I'm guessing maybe that's something you learned from podcasting, where it's like there's only so much you can do by yourself. And when you go with more people, you can get a little bit further.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had a co-host in the beginning of my podcast. It just simply did not work out. And that's fine. And then I tried another podcast host, and it just simply didn't work out. And, you know, like I said, I'm a prayer, so I'm praying. I'm like, you know, Lord, I don't understand why I'm losing all these people, because I know this is what I'm set to do. But, and what I got for him was, who said that you need somebody to do it, right? So now I just solely depend on God and myself to do this podcast, right? And with that, when I stopped trying to focus so much on finding the co-host, I actually was able to expand a lot, right? So at first I was just audio, now I'm video and audio. At first I was only on, you know, places like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Things like, now I'm on YouTube, right? So I'm able to invite guests on. These are things that I wanted, but I could not access because my mind was elsewhere. But now that I'm solely and completely focused on the podcast and have changed it to, you know, kind of shed more light on mental health, a lot of doors have opened. I'll say that. Yeah,
that's awesome. And what do you hope to, what do you hope to get from today as you kind of go about what you're doing, recording podcasts yourself, taking pictures and things like that? What's the experience you want to walk away with?
Well, to definitely, of course, capture memories, and to also meet new people like yourself, network, kind of gain more friends and more, you know, business partners, and just try to do as much as I can to give back. And yeah, I just want to, even if it's a very minute part, I just love being in the center of things like this, right? To bring others joy, those who may be less fortunate or just simply don't have it at the moment. I love to be in the center of those things.
Nice. Well, it's definitely nice to meet you at the center of it. And thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Please follow me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook. My podcast, once again, is Ashley, Black, Bold, and Beautiful Podcast, and it's Podcast for the Culture.
Awesome. Thank you, Ashley.